I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Bebo is the largest social networking site in the UK and the third largest in the United States, but you still probably haven't heard of it. AOL had high hopes for Bebo when they paid $850 million for it 2 years ago, but alas, they sold it Thursday for around $10 million. The IBM supercomputer known as Watson has been built to not just store information, but to answer questions. But can it give answers in the form of questions? We'll find out. Watson is now set to appear on the game show Jeopardy! The E3 Expo wrapped up in Los Angeles yesterday. It's an annual event for the video game industry to show its products of the future. Microsoft demonstrated the Kinect, a way of playing games with your body, no controller. Sony offered the Move, a motion sensor control. Ross Miller is the associate editor for the gadget site Engadget, and he says what really intrigued him was the Nintendo 3DS, a new handheld video game player.
And the big catch there is it has a 3D screen.
A 3D screen, but without glasses, correct?
That's right. So what it is that you have to do is basically hold it at a very specific angle. That's the one catch to this. But otherwise, you do get 3D, and in fact, there's a little slider on the right of the console where you can adjust how 3D it is.
So you can adjust that third D to be as deep as you want it.
Basically.
Ross got a chance to actually play the 3DS, and he was not impressed.
I found the 3D technology to be a little finicky at this point. You have to have very specific viewing angles to play with, at least in this early build of the console. The thing is, every time you move around, the viewing angle gets messed up, and then the 3D effect is completely lost.
How big of a deal is 3D in gaming right now?
It seems to be the new hot-button issue, not just in gaming, but in like the tech industry as a whole. I remember when we saw at the big Consumer Electronics Show back in January, every single company had a 3D presentation.
Honestly, when you follow technology, there's always a new 3D something. Lenovo just announced a 3D laptop. I read about a 3D newspaper. 3D TVs are on the market. Paul Semenza is with Display Search, a market research group focused on display industries. He says the push comes from an improvement in technology and just marketing people seeing an opportunity.
It's clearly perceived by the product makers as a way of adding value, and of course that means raising prices or at least maintaining prices. But it also is consistent with a lot of technology development that's gone on over the past several decades, really. And the other piece that came in was just the incredible wave of interest that Avatar has created.
Is it taking hold? Is it working? Are people buying?
Well, the biggest issue is the glasses. You know, in a movie theater where you're really immersed and, you know, the lights are off and you're kind of buried in your seat, after a while, I think for a lot of people, they don't notice the glasses, and a while is only 2 to 3 hours. But if you're at home where you're used to multitasking and perhaps actually talking to your family while you're watching some sort of content and getting up and moving around, the glasses are a big deal. So it's really a question mark right now because it's a behavior modification issue.
So glasses are the problem. Not surprising. I hate the things. Chris Coleman is a professor of digital media studies at the University of Denver, and he really understands how 3D works. Chris, if Nintendo can do 3D without glasses, why can't that just be applied to all 3D?
3DS is doing a great trick, and the trick that they're using only will ever work for one person at one specific angle. You know, and they're playing with ideas like that for your living room, but much like the 3DS has one zone where you can actually see the 3D, they're setting up televisions for your living room where there would be, say, 9 zones of prime viewing, but then you couldn't move your head from that zone, and so you'd have to space everybody else on your couch at a certain distance apart from each other so that everybody gets the, you know, perfect distance between their sets of eyeballs. Because basically humans are having to line up to the technology. The only way we're going to move past that is if the technology is actually watching us and then actively adjusting to where it sees our eyes are. And that's just computationally pretty insane still for us. You know, there's physics involved that just sort of keep us from moving forward.
Read more about this at futuretense.publicradio.org. It's a 2D site, no goggles required. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.